What is it? Coming in at 5'2", weighing 100 pounds. From Birmingham, Alabama, give it up for Keitra Killer K Long. From Mullins, you be reluctant to say that, by the way. From Mullins, South Carolina, give it up for, it's wet. Yeah, I just want you to know I had to do sound effects for both of us. And you were supposed to do
you
your.
You didn't have to. You chose to do that.
You were supposed to do your own. Post and delete podcast. I'm Killer Keitra.
And it's wet.
Y'all, I'm happy to be back. This show is big. This episode 10. And it's all about the way that I have, for the second consecutive time, beat cancer's ass. Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting on that. I was waiting. Let me tell you something. People who beat cancer don't get shit. No extra fries at the McDonald's. No trophy. No chip. Even crackheads. Even alcoholics get chips. I'm in recovery. You get chips. You let everybody get a round of applause. But cancer survivors. What we get? A little pink ribbon?
You did get a round of applause. When you rang the bell.
How you know?
That's what you told me.
That's what I told you? Or you was there?
That's what you told me.
You were there. You were there.
So why you ask me how I know?
To see if you was going to stand beside me today like you did the other day. Because you've been treating me different. You've been treating me regular. You've been treating me
Because you are, I've been treating you regular.
Nah, you've been treating me regular. You've been adding a soft touch since I won. You've been adding a soft touch since I won. You've been asking me to do extra stuff. Do extra. I said, I beat it.
And I'm happy for you.
I'm still fighting every day. That's the look. I only got about
just trying to help you get back to normal,
and that's okay. But I'm not.
You get
completely
there.
On the inside.
You can't get there without doing it.
Look, I don't want to be doing all the stuff.
Exactly.
You be
that's what exactly.
I want to be doing all the stuff you be requesting. You be requested.
What do I request from you?
Oh, walk your dog. Oh, clean up your mess.
You act like we live together or something.
That don't matter. You come
it
to
does
my
matter.
You come to my house and
I don't come to your house to walk your dog.
Yeah. Well, what you be over here for?
I don't know. You right.
What you be
You right. What do I be
not
over
to
here
walk
for?
My dog.
You are correct.
I mean, otherwise, beat it.
Okay.
Jeez. No, I'm just playing. I really, but at the end of the episode, I get to the sentiments. You don't like the sentiments. I be trying to get deep, but you just, okay, Keitra. Hey, he used to thank you. A round of applause. Stadium entrances and exits.
I don't need a round of applause.
So you just do kind deeds and don't expect.
I don't think I'm doing kind deeds.
You don't think everything you did to me was a kind? Everything you did to me. For me. And everything you did to me.
And do nothing to you. Okay.
You probably poisoned my food. Yeah. That's why I can't get I can't articulate.
You should stop saying wild stuff like that.
Everything you did to me. Everything you
Everything
do.
You think about going crumble.
Rock Nation. By God. That's why I said. I said, if I'll be careful, Rock Nation will crumble.
Yeah, be careful today because I'm not editing nothing. So, pick your words wisely.
You just, whatever I say.
Whatever, hey, whatever come out, whatever. That's what's going up.
So it's whatever you do to me.
Yep.
It's already done. Whatever you do, yep. It's already been done. Well, this episode is about the fact that the reason why we took a break is because the home stretch really stretched me. In ways I didn't know I could be stretched, if I'm being totally honest.
Wow.
Yes. I did not know. But the home stretch was tough. But yes, I have been told, and I can give word now.
Mm-hmm.
It's out. Right. I have been told that once again, I have beat the cancer.
Yep.
Set it on its back. Turned it on his arse. I did something. Which I know now, for real, for real. I got a purpose in this world.
Okay.
Man. For me to still be out here young and thugging. It's, mm-hmm. I have to do something great. Now, that's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. I have
Beating
to do something.
Beating cancer isn't great. Beating cancer twice is not great.
Enough.
Mm.
The world must know that I beat. Damn. They talking about what was a problem with my Paramount Plus payment. But that's a tough Paramount Plus payment. Try saying that three times.
You don't even watch Paramount Plus.
I watch Beyond the Gate.
No, you don't. No, you do not.
Yeah, I ain't watched that since we talked about it. What
do it's so like episode 208.
Yeah. I said, where do y'all get the motivation to keep going with this bullshit? I'm super excited. For life. Which I always am. I always have a thirst for life, but you know. Anytime you go through something like this, this was real. The first time was real, but this was really real.
Yeah, having to do chemo.
Yeah. Having to do chemo, but I mean, just even discovering it, my cancer, I could talk about it more openly now. My cancer was stage 3 breast cancer. So it was like.
You never disclosed that.
Yeah, I did not.
I didn't realize.
Because I ain't want it to be real.
It was very real.
It was very real. Yeah. I mean, like, one more step and bloop, 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 bloop. Boop. Which is not funny. Because that's like, it's very, very serious. But I was like, whoa, gotcha. You know how you catch a fly?
Yeah.
You'd be, it'd be buzzing.
A gnat, really.
Right, right. A real gnat.
A fruit fly, yeah.
Then I had been, oof, close. Man, I'm happy. Man, above all, I'm happy chemo is over.
Yeah.
That's the rough. Biggest thing. It was it rough watching me go through it?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And to be in the room with all the people, this sick people and stuff, it's depressing.
You know what's always depressing to me?
What?
To both times, being like the youngest person in there, and then everybody come, like when they come in, they be like,
Yeah. I mean, but there were a couple people who were younger than you that were there a couple times. The guy was younger than you.
Oh, for sure.
The guy that was
the one
having a hard time.
Yo. They were like, where you been? He's like, taking a break.
Yeah.
Like, bro. He's like, man, up time, man. Yeah, he for sure. He honestly looked about 18. I'm sure he was probably in his 20s, so. Mm-hmm. But he was like, he came in there and then was like, y'all gonna be open tomorrow? And then y'all full tomorrow?
That
and
would
then,
definitely be me going through chemo.
He was like, y'all full tomorrow?
I'm calling out today. I'm calling out. I might be in tomorrow.
Yeah, they was like, why? He was like, because I could just come back. I was like, you came out.
I'm sure he had to talk himself to even drive out there. And then he got there. He's like, man, I don't want to do this.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair. But the thing I thought about every time, I was like, all right. Because you had, how many days did you have to talk me into it?
It's a couple. Only a couple days.
After the first treatment,
After
the first treatment, you had to talk me.
towards the end, it was, you know.
But yeah, I used to think about it this way. I was like, okay, it ain't gonna hurt today.
Mm-hmm.
The tomorrow.
Yeah. The days to come.
Yeah. And then somebody will do something stupid like stick the needle in.
Yeah.
But I appreciated the team, my chemo nurses, and I feel like they were really brave to do that for 10 hours a day every day.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, I ain't brave enough.
And to be in good spirits every day.
Every
seemingly
for real, yeah, seemingly
mm-hmm.
for real. I think they, man, when they used to see my dad, they come on, Keitra,
because you a fool.
Like, look, even the girl that didn't know me, I think her name was like Felicia. Remember the one with the weird name,
Yvonne? Is it Yvonne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it Yvonne?
It was Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Or either that was her sister's name. She had a black name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she had a Caribbean, like a Caribbean name.
Yeah, she was Mexican. And
she's from Thailand, I think.
Was she?
Or Philippines. She's Filipino. She's Filipino.
You're Filipino?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had that all wrong then. I'm not racist! Racist. Chemo brain. Yeah, even her, she was like, I heard about you. Like, wait, what you heard about me?
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I try to keep it light. I try to be optimistic. It's so much sadness looming.
Yeah.
So I try to be like the first day was probably like, it scared me the most. Remember that one dude that was like, oh, my throat is so sore.
That's what I was talking about when I said he was younger than you.
Oh, because he was 28?
I think he was, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you said he was 28. But no, that wasn't, you weren't there for, you weren't there
Mm-mm.
when I changed. I thought I told you about that, though.
You told me about it, yeah.
Yeah, the boy was like, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah.
He Rick Ross chemo. I'll be right back.
Stupid. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Real quick. Y'all going to be open tomorrow? I'll be back. called his phone. He was on the highway. No, I was talking about the dude that was like with the sword, with the one that was like, when I went there the first day and my nurse was all like nice and happy, and then she asked him how he was doing and he just ran the fucking my throat so sore.
Yeah,
can I get,
I think you talked about him on one of the podcast episodes.
Oh yeah. And I was like, man, shut your bitch ass up. And then
3 days later,
I was like, my throat so sore. Calm down, what way? The amount of fucking times I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. Even though, for the most part, they were like, ma'am, nothing is wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You just, side effects, man. Side effects. Every time I felt like he could have been it. I was like, man, this can't be chemotherapy. This is supposed to be therapy. This is running through me.
Yeah.
Every time I felt like I got hit by a truck. I'm 112 pounds, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this got to be, y'all one sized me up. No, I need a size key. I need a size 112. Stop 150 in me. Stop. This hurt. It was so bad. Man. I don't know. Honestly, every time that I would make it through a treatment, because I did 6 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I told somebody I was doing 6 rounds. They was like, yeah, wow, he's trying to make sure it's all gone real. I was like, what's the standard? Wait a minute, how many you had?
Well, initially he said 4.
Yeah. He hit me with the Satan number.
Yeah.
He hit me with the 666. Yeah. I'm glad 6 did it. Honestly, you know what my biggest fear was when I went in to see him last time? It's going to be like 2 more.
Yeah.
You edited that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. The dude was like, I'm going to get my cap. I'll wear my cap. I'm trying to keep my hair. I don't know how warped my mind is, but I just remember thinking, like, talking shit about people in my mind as if I wasn't there for cancer, too.
Mm-hmm. That's like, interesting.
I was like, we complained it. Shut your ass up.
Yeah.
And then every day, I was like, somebody please call 911 after every treatment. I was like, please. For a week. Like, because it hits you, I'm still having the long lasting effect. The part, I think you go to extremes. I think I was like doing different stuff because I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs, which people find surprising. So, yeah, for not drinking, smoking, and doing drugs, my consolation prize is cancer. It keep coming back. They said, do some drugs.
Maybe it'll stay at bay.
Right. For real. For real. I tried, though. Because I was having trouble. Like, my anxiety was at an all-time high. I didn't even realize that I could have anxiety. I thought I was immune. I'd never had anxiety in my life. So, I couldn't sleep. I panicked. So I start trying to do edibles. When I say I will never, there is a reason why I don't do drugs.
And I smoke and I don't like edibles.
Very good.
So reason. I can imagine.
Somebody should have told me. Somebody should have
told me. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did you tell me?
I'm pretty sure I told you to be careful with it.
Would I tell you I had a piece of a piece? I had a piece of a piece of edible from a reputable dealer.
A reputable dealer? A dispensary?
That's right. I had a piece of a piece. So, okay, I was doing it for like a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I had been good, feeling good, going to sleep, sleeping tight, bedy bite, bye-bye. Okay, I had been doing that very, very well. Somebody got me a new flavor.
You asked for a new flavor.
Somebody got me a new flavor.
You asked for a new flavor.
I had a piece of a... Boom! I just remember waking up. I just remember falling asleep. I don't even know if I fell asleep. I just remember feeling like I was about to sink into a hole.
Yep.
Floating. And my head was about to pop off at the same time.
Yeah.
It was. Nah, that was bad. I was crying. Crying.
You're so dramatic.
I was crying. I'm dramatic.
Yeah, you're dramatic.
Why? Because
I'm just talking about in general. So on top of it being like...
I was seeing stuff.
Right.
I was floating.
Mm-hmm. I think floating and falling at the same time. Yep.
I saw myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look at you. Look at you. You pathetic. And then I promise you. I don't know if that. Wait, I think I did call 911. The ambulance came. I think I called 911. I got too high and I called 911. And they came. And they was like, there's nothing. I ain't tell them I got high. I just thought my heart was beating so fast, mister.
Yeah, you tell you got high because you knew that's what it was. And you called them anyway.
I didn't know. I definitely called. That was some embarrassing shit to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
For real, in all fairness, for someone who never got like high or who doesn't do like alcohol or any stimulants or barbiturates. Or any what's the other name for drugs? For somebody that don't do the stuff. You don't know how that feel until you going through it. And then for 2 days I was sick.
Yeah, but you knew you took it, so you knew that's what it was.
I know that. It did never make me feel like that before. Whole week. I'm just like getting my sleep off. I'm like, this is good for me. Nom, 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 nom. Slept like a baby. Night, night.
So whatever woke you up is the issue. If you would have just stayed asleep, you would have never known.
Nah, wasn't gonna go to sleep. Talk about the real sunken place. The real sunken place is doing a fourth of an edible, and it just. Feeling like, oh man, it was the worst. So I mean, and then I asked my nurse, and she was like, most people do. I was like, dang. It would be my stupid ass to get fucked up and get too high. It was awful. I think the other thing is man, like, and please God, just grateful for me making it to my upper years. my mad elderly is, the way them people was shitting and clogging up the toilet and farting up and stay. Hey, man, the toilet is right next to the room. Have some respect.
Can't help it.
Don't be coming in here shitting in public like you at home. I don't know. I think that was that was tough. Ain't nothing like knowing who shit. You know when you use the bathroom in a public place, if you go in the bathroom and it smell like shit, but you know you who did it. But when you can see and smell the person, when the smell comes out in front of the person, like, look at your nasty ass. Stop shitting in public, Miss Minifield. That was tough. I was judging. I be, call me judging Amy. You know one thing they don't tell you about? When you like, people a lot, I haven't heard like all these stories, right? I think the one that tripped me out the most was the 22-year-old actress that, and she was like stage three. That was crazy. The thing that most people don't talk about though is you beat cancer, you go through all the stuff, you go through the chemo, you go through the treatment, you go through the stuff mentally. The one thing they don't tell you about is menopause.
Mm-hmm.
I am damn menopausal now. Like a
like full out or just.
Oh, it's gotta be full out. Oh, it's. I sweat every. It feels like a firecracker or somebody. It feels like somebody lighting a cigarette and putting it out on my head. That's how it feels. And then.
The chemo sends you into menopause? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It stopped. Well, chemo stopped my period. And I think it depends on what kind of chemo you're taking, mm-hmm. I guess. But, I mean, and they be gearing you up for it. Did you get your period? I remember I had the wrong date for like my cycle. And my doctor was like, you had your period last month?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, let me check again. Let me check again. You know, I'm not regular. You know I've been regular. But he always made sure every time. He never said why though.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your period, do you? And then the last day when he gave me the meds, he was like, you ain't have no period anyway, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, no. He was like, good. Like, hello. Yeah, because when I got home, that menopause, I got home, I took the meds about 2 days, the menopause was like, Yeah, bitch, you is 50 now. You 50 now. I'm menopausal. So if I got an attitude, I'm menopausal. And young and sweating. Keep sweat.
In the summertime.
Did you hear my joke? Or you
heard it. Keep sweat. Yep.
Just gonna hop right now.
I heard it.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. You should try that on stage when you get back on it.
You would set me up.
What you mean?
Sorry, I told you that wasn't funny.
No. I didn't say
I told it you it wasn't funny. You tried on the mic.
I didn't say it wasn't funny.
I talked right over it.
I heard it.
I talked right over it. And yet still, you put it in your notebook. Look at you.
First I didn't engage it. Now I'm talking too much. So, all right.
Keep sweat.
Mm-hmm. I heard it the first time.
You're a real asshole. A real asshole. I don't know how long I can do this menopausal thing. I think I don't know because I sweat and get hot eye flash every day.
Okay, once you're menopausal, though, is it like a period that you go through the symptoms and eventually they'll subside?
Girl, ain't nobody told me nothing.
Because I'm sure you're not going to like be going through that until the end, right? Eventually it's going to, I don't know, does your body adjust or? I wonder how that works.
I think at least I got about 14, 15 consecutive years of menopause.
It can't be. It can't be.
Pause, menopause. At this point, I'm like, you know what? I can do a little cycle. I can menstruate.
I'm going to look up how long does menopause last.
That for years. Menopause in itself lasts for years.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to tell you.
Look, I didn't even have to type it all the way in.
Years.
It can typically last for several years.
Several. Exactly.
Well, it says menopause is the point at which a woman has not had a cycle for 12 consecutive months. So you're not menopause yet. But there is a postmenopause.
What?
When hormone levels remain low and cycles do not return. On average, about 7 years. Oh my God.
I told you.
That's crazy.
I'm in for strong 15 now. It's in me.
Not you gonna have an attitude for 12 years. That's crazy.
I don't know what to say.
Right.
I don't know what to say. Give me the good nature of the tampon.
I mean,
give it to me once a month, not every day. I
mean, cancer or menopause? Which one you picking?
Don't make me choose. Don't make me choose.
Anything not to have to go through chemo.
Flashing every 5 minutes.
I mean,
I should be 30 with an attitude. Just every day for the rest of my life. Attitude.
You got a reason.
You don't like it.
I don't like what?
My attitude.
Girl. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. You don't care about much of nothing. Mm-mm. Yeah. The menopause was something I ain't tell me about. That lady read me down. She read a whole list.
Yeah.
I got a folder full of stuff that might and could happen. She ain't say that.
Come on, Rachel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was trying not to say Rachel's name. Shout out, Rachel. Hey. And Jessica. And
Asneev.
Asneef and Yvonne and yeah, that
be funny if that's not that woman's name.
What?
Yvonne. For some reason, well, I feel fortunately, like that's not her name.
I have a really good feeling she's never gonna hear this. Oh no, call me crazy, but
yeah, but shout out to them.
They're great. An excellent team. Mm-hmm. Now, my doctor's office, bullshit. Bullshit. I was like, hey, why y'all don't pick up the phone? You got cancer patients that call you. We do the best we. Bitch, what?
They call the hospital, girl.
Honestly, I said, I did. They told me to ask you. Mm. I've been to the hospital several times. Look, did you see my paperwork? I'm surprised. You know what I thought about last time? I was like, dang, I'm surprised none of the emergency room doctors didn't call my doctor. Be like, look, get your girl. What? Did you tell her? She'd have been over here several times. We tied.
I don't know if you need to change something, but
this girl,
get her together.
Look, this girl been over here a lot. We tied.
What y'all doing over there?
I ain't never think I would say this, but tell her don't come back. Is it the emergency room? The door is always supposed to be open. We closed. Stupid lady. We closed. It's nothing wrong with you. Call with 911. Get on they goddamn nerve. Then come by here. I remember that time. Hey, one time I went to the emergency room, I was about to get the fight.
What? How did you even have the strength?
I was going to find it.
Right.
Hey, my attitude don't change. Ain't no little tumor tick go stop my attitude. It's still funky. Because I was sitting on a bench waiting to have my blood drawn. And, you know, it was just me. They said sit on the bench. The nurse set me on the bench. And then these people gonna walk up and just walk into the nurse's station. I said, hold on. The lady, she saw me. She saw me going back to the old me because I got up. I said, hey, I was here before them. Ain't nobody getting their blood drawn before me. Mm-hmm. The lady closed her door. Like, I can thank you. Just sit down. Y'all, I've been sitting on this little bitch the whole time waiting on y'all. They just gonna walk past me like I don't like when people do that. Every time, cause look, when I walk up somewhere, anytime that there's supposed to be a line or some type of order, I look around and ask people, hey, are you in line? Is it your go?
Mm-hmm.
Just walked past me. Didn't even acknowledge me. Now, I will be poked first. So, it technically. Huh?
I'm glad you can get that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got it out on them, too. And they was real quiet. I was a man and a woman. I was like, how am I take both of them? I'm a little weak, but my mouth is strong.
You're about the wrong thing.
My mouth is strong. This is so. I'm like super happy to be cancer free.
Yeah.
Burr, 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 burr. Yeah. Go key. And God keep giving me chances. God keep giving me chances. Spare me, sort me out. And I appreciate them. In all honesty, I'm grateful. Like I joke and my humor is very dark. But one thing about it, man, you know, Witt don't even believe in God. I hear her pray.
Keitra, please.
I'm like, Whitney, would you please say your grace and bow your head when you come over here? Please.
Say anything.
I'm asking for a miracle over here. Would you please?
I believe in God, okay?
Will you please acknowledge somebody, Whitney? Whitney be so rude during the prayer, y'all. Eyes be open. She be picking Lynn up off the floor.
Keisha do her night prayers for grace. And it's... too much, okay?
It's never
you
too
much. You do that at the end of the night when you about to go to bed. You pray for everybody then, not when it's time to eat.
It's never
you
too
going much. Down the list.
It's never too much when you think you might not make it. It's not. You don't know. You don't. Hey, look. After I blacked out that time getting out the bathtub, I broke my nose. I was like, huh? I saw the light. Please. Please keep me. Keep me. Yes. I pray for your people, my people.
Yes.
The people.
Everybody.
The United States.
Everybody.
Everybody.
It's time to eat. Can you talk about now? Lay me down to sleep. I pray my, like, girl. Just bless the food and come on.
I was. I blessed me and the food. I barely had an appetite. Please bless it. I couldn't taste most of the time. I used to couldn't taste. My taste is coming back. Magnificent. That's immaculate. Like, I mean, you don't realize, like, man, the stuff I took for granted. 5 senses.
Yeah.
No, I got some, I got some middle parts in my eyelashes. It's a few missing. I was like, oh no. Wait a minute.
You got slits in your eyelashes, not your eyebrows.
Because I pray to keep my eyebrows. And for the most part, I did. They got a little thin on the end, but for the most part, yeah, they thickened it back up. But they got a little thin. They got a little slim, but I kept it, which means I kept a facial expression. So you knew what I was thinking at all times. But man, God said, you ain't say nothing about these eyelashes, though.
It's you still got lashes.
I still have them, but noticeably when I blink, my eyes have started sticking My eyes is getting stuck. I'm like, hold up. I went and looked in the mirror. I was like, dang.
You grow back.
Got me for a couple.
They'll grow back.
Got me for a few of them. I was excited about that. Wait, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I ain't had the shave, which.
Right.
I ain't had the shave.
That's a plus.
I'm like, well, I ain't got no mustache, so that's a positive. I mean, I had this mustache since I was 7. Like, it was thickening up. The older I got, I almost had it connected. Like, my mustache and my chin hair was connected. Man, I'm elated. And I'm thankful for all the people. Everything everybody did as I was going through this journey. Man. I've been shouting y'all out. And if I didn't, you know, I've called you personally. I've talked to you. Thank you for every talk, every positive message, every good vibe. Man, because it was tough. I didn't even think, man, you know, I heard people talk about it, but going through it.
Yeah.
Every little step I take. And thank you for real, Wick.
Yeah, of course.
You like God sent for real. Mm. I couldn't ask for a better gift. I think probably, you was probably my gift. Dad, you raggedy.
I don't know if I was gifted to anybody, but I get what you're saying.
You were gifted to me the way. Man, you stood strong. You stood 10 toes down every time when I was, every time when I thought I was going to, Keetra, you're fine. Don't call me no more. You are fine. Look, don't call me. Okay, well, Keetra, if you said, calm down 1-1. Calm down 1-1.
Do you want to go to the hospital or?
See, some days I really would be looking at you like, help.
Yeah, I know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. But thank you for helping me with Kaiser, my little gear. My little gear.
Little badass.
He love you, by the way. He told me that the other day.
Did he?
Yeah. He said, Where we at? Where's my handler?
Right. Y'all have gotten closer though. It's cute.
Yes.
Look at him.
Yes. My little boobie, my little papa. Oh my God. He's my best gift. I got a new best friend. I ain't never thought I was about to be a dog owner.
Look at you now.
Who would have thought? Like, I am. I'm that lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
I'm that lady.
Yes, you are.
Like, for real. I don't play about Kaiser. I don't play about Kaiser. Now, he might play about me, but I don't play about I do not play he about Kaiser. He
definitely sell you for a chicken nugget.
Yes. He will sell me for thin air.
A piece of banana.
Anything. Anything that's edible. Anything. See, he'll sell me for two licks of a Tootsie Pop.
You got blueberries? I got a mama if you want some.
And this, hey, I know this lady and I stay at her house. I've been staying at her house for a while. She called herself Ma. You can have her for, right. You can have her if you let me sniff your pizza.
Right.
Hey, Kaiser. No, he became my best friend. Kyler, he was gifted to me, and which I appreciate. But I ain't know. I couldn't, for real, I couldn't have dealt with him by myself. The walking and stuff. I'm telling you, I couldn't turn around and touch the ground if I wanted to.
Yeah. But you're getting there.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Oh, speaking of, ain't nobody told me a thing.
You had a story you wanted to tell me?
Yeah.
This better be funny.
What about the origin? Ain't nobody. What's the origin of it?
Well, ain't nobody told me nothing.
Yeah.
The girl from social media. She did a skit. It's a lot to explain. If you know, you know.
Yeah, the girl who used to do speak. So ain't nobody told me nothing. I watched it,
mm-hmm.
And she was at a funeral. I gotta tell you this. I don't think I'd ever share this with you. So, at my grandma's funeral, right?
Oh, Lord.
So, let me tell you something. My mom and my grandma's funeral, probably the only funerals, and Kiki, my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece, probably the only three funerals I have been to. And my auntie husband, Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Four. they add up. But I hate funerals.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate funerals.
Yeah.
So at my grandma's funeral, like, I usually keep my head, I tend to keep my head down at funeral and not really look at, like, the person or whatever. So we had to walk up, you know, you have to walk up to the casket at a funeral.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Okay, I think I walked up there with Toya, my sister Toya. I think I walked up there with my sister Toya. Man, my grandma, to me,
mm-hmm.
did not look like herself.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up there. I was already crying. Ooh, you know, crying. When I tell you I was crying, I stopped crying, looked at my grandma. I was like, who the hell is that? Wait. Why did I fall under the casket? My uncle had to come pick me up.
How you fall under the casket,
because I put my hands on it. I put my hands on, like, well, I was, look, I was in, look, we, hold on, look, I was prepared to cry. I was already being cried because I was emotional, but then you have an outer body experience. So I was crying, and then when I got up there, I looked, and then I put my hands on the casket. I was like, who the hell?
Oh, my God.
Wait. So many thoughts. I was like, ain't nobody gonna say we at the wrong funeral. We at the wrong funeral. I think, hey, we got the wrong body.
That's crazy.
Y'all sure it's my grandma. Who grandma is this? Who grandma? As for my grandma, this Miss Bertha. So look, I put my hand and I paused and I looked and then I said, ooh, and my hand slipped.
This is not funny.
With my hands, I was in the casket. My uncle was like,
come
on. My uncle was like, come on. He came and got my head and got me up. I wanted to tell you that. I put it in my notes. I was so like, stupid. I forgot about it. Look. My family laughed for weeks, but I was like, look, I had my arms folded. I was like, so did anybody check to see if that was grandma? Why y'all laughing at me and thinking I'm just putting on any who? Then they said all the stupid stuff. They had her looking good. I was like, that lady did look good, but that ain't my grandma. That ain't my grandma. Y'all can't be.
You would think it's a conspiracy.
Nobody told me nothing. I'm sorry I overtalked you. What?
That's hilarious.
I would think.
I said you would think somebody switched somebody's and it's a conspiracy.
I'm not no conspiracy theorist.
You're not a conspiracy theorist, but in real life, think shit be getting switched.
But honestly, I was like.
You wait a minute.
Especially because I was like, I ain't nobody call me about the arrangements.
Why would they? Why would they call you?
So I could know that was my real grandma. Also, I think this too, I was the only one that didn't go to the viewing, to the wake. That's why I was the only one. I think that's why everybody was like, get your ass. I ain't want to have to go through that twice. And I remember being in the family car like, maybe I should have came.
That's crazy.
With that being said, I just want to close it out, take this time. While I go through, I'm still, with that being said, I still got doctor's appointment. I still got treatments and stuff to go. Oh, well, not chemo treatments, but, yeah. You know, different tests and stuff. Afterburn.
Yeah.
I still got afterburn.
The process continues.
Right.
But you're cancer free.
But the cancer gone.
But you beat the cancer.
Beat it?
Yep.
BTA?
Yep.
What's BTA with?
BTA?
BTA? Built to ass.
Oh. And you said that earlier.
Boy, do you be out of the loop. Get the kids slang with you. Get the kids. That's what the kids be saying.
Too old for that.
That's what the kids be saying. BTA, belt to ass.
I don't talk to kids.
That's what I don't either, but I.
You be on the TikTok.
I be on the TikTok with the kids. I be in the know. Yeah, I want to thank every single person that wished me well during my journey and that continues to wish me well and that, you know, invite me out. I ain't coming, but thank you for inviting me.
Not yet. She coming eventually.
Good.
Eventually.
I've discovered so many amazing things about my home. That it's going to be improbable to get me out of here. Yeah, I'll be out eventually. 2026, see me. Holla.
Yeah.
2026, holla at me.
It's almost here.
And I heard. They told me.
It's coming up.
They told me. I seen the teachers on TikTok the other day talking about they got the welcome back to school notice.
Oh, my God. And oh,
I was like, already?
They back in the office.
I was like, already? Yeah. So that's that. But yeah, thank you to everybody. Especially more than anything, thank you to my family. My family, man, I want to thank all my sisters and all my aunties and my uncles and my cousins, which include my grandmama and my mama children. Yeah, when I say all them. My immediate family. Yeah, my mama and my grandma children. And my nieces and nephews. Especially, like, my Auntie Peggy. Really, my a big source of inspiration. My confidant. I love you, Auntie Peggy. Thank you. My prayer warrior. All my Auntie Melissa. Like, they're my... They was all like praying hard, praying on the prayers, praying on the car rides, praying at the therapist, my Uncle Fred, who's an usher now. He went from heathen to hero. And I, you know, crazy. So my family, just shout out my sisters, all that, all y'all, each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. And not just through this, y'all hold me down every day. Yeah, so thank you, my family. Thank you to my friends. Just stepping up big. Thank y'all so much. I can't name all of y'all individually because we'll be here another hour and we'll be pissed.
Better know.
Thank Witt's family. Thank her mama, her grandma. Shout out to him.
That's it.
Your whole entire... Thank you to Witt, whole entire family. Miss Shemaine. Miss Shemaine.
Miss Shemaine.
Miss Shemaine. She gonna listen too.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. That is not my name.
Miss Shemaine. Yeah, I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to my doctors, my care team, especially. You know, it was touch and go. It was a little rough, some of y'all, but y'all got me through, you know. And thank you, just thank you to everybody. There is a girl that I went to school with named Charity McDaniel. And
she put the whole name.
Yeah. She is currently going through cancer. And it just so happened to pop up on my Facebook one day because we're friends. And she doesn't even know. I haven't said anything to her. I've just liked her post and, you know, sent like well wishes, but she has continued to be in my prayers, and she has been a huge source of inspiration for me. So shout out to Charity, and you know, keep fighting, man, because the way I saw you be strong gave me the strength to keep going. So, I think you awesome. And maybe if you ever hear this, thank you. So, shout out. Man, with that being said, this is the 10th and very special episode of Post and Delete. Yeah. So, we probably, just to be honest, we probably going to get into some more things now. I'm going to still be talking about cancer. This still going to be.
So many stories. You need to talk about how your doctor told you that you beat it.
Oh. Yeah, you told me you've been over there with the fives.
That's another story. You've been over there
flashing the fives.
Another episode.
Oh yeah. When I went over there, when he came in the room, but he was like, "Congratulations!"
He said a whole nother episode.
It was quick. I'm gonna do it quick. He said, "Congratulations." And then I look, because I was in the room, they do my pre-screening, and the dude was like, yeah, my heart was beating so fast. I thought it was beating out of my chest, like my shirt was literally moving. And when I hugged him, he was like, okay, stupid girl. you too close. But that's a story for another day. I was super excited, though. I was so excited I hugged him. He was like, hold on now. Anyway, yeah, we gonna get into other subjects now. But this is forever will be. I want this to forever be a platform to be a source of inspiration for anybody who is battling cancer, particularly breast cancer, particularly women going through this. Because, man, it's breast cancer is more common than a hair bump.
It's so many people going through it.
And it is, man. So, I'm praying for everybody. Keep fighting. As I will always use my voice and any platform that I have to speak about it. And as many jokes as I make about it, it's very serious. And there are people every day that have to fight the fight. And it's not easy. It's not easy. I know I joked. That's my defense mechanism. But yeah, you are strong. You are courageous. You are brave. And before I sound like an infomercial, and my dog is about to come over here with his toy. Because this is bedtime. I just want to say thank you to each and every person again. And yeah. And in particular, you, Wick, holding me down personally, professionally, in each and every way. I couldn't be more thankful and more grateful. You deserve the real prize. I mean, I know I'm the prize. You know, I know I'm the prize. You know,
mm-hmm.
Having me in your life is the prize. But another one.
Correct.
Another one.
Right.
Another one. Like, yeah. Like some, a medal, perhaps.
A medal. Okay.
A valor.
Okay.
I'm gonna work on that. I'm gonna see if I can get you a pink heart or something.
That's okay. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, but you have been braver than me, I feel, in so many ways. Anybody can deal with me going through something and being a real bitch. Man, you deserve. I really appreciate you. You held down this podcast with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even on days you didn't want to, your attitude was raggedy and stank, but you came in here and you plugged this thing up. You plug this thing up and you got it done.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I came to you with the idea, you was down. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. I admire you. I respect you. I appreciate you. And
love you too.
Holy shit. With that being said, this has been the Post and Delete podcast. Y'all tune in for the next episode. We got so much more coming into y'all. Follow us. Follow me on social media at Keetra Long. I'm get the Post and Delete podcast social medias jumping. We about to get into some more subjects, some urban, some pop culture, some stories. It's gonna turn. We gonna have some great conversation for y'all. Some real life hard hitting subjects. Mm-hmm. So y'all email us at the Post and Delete podcast. That's POST, the letter NDELETE at Gmail. And, you know, follow me at Keetra Long at KETRALONG. Of course, if you're listening, you probably already know me. Who am I kidding? Spread this. spread this. Thank you to our listeners in the Midwest, the South, and the West Coast. Hey, I need the East Coast, and I need the East Coast and what else? Some more of the Midwest and the South. Some more of the South. Anyway, I think I said all I want to say. You got anything you want to say?
Be proactive. See your doctor. Take your test. Get your mammograms. Take care of yourself.
That was so good because I ain't say none of that. This has been the Post and Delete Podcast. I'm Keetra Long.
And it's Wit. Bye.
You ain't have to say nothing. You could have just...